Unfortunately for manual calculations, reality is usually much more complicated, so we'll add a little curve to this profile. You can see how the winds change in speed and direction as we go from the surface to 6 kilometers. Recall a few slides back, we determined the mean wind by making a vector go from the surface to the elevation of interest. In this case, we can just make our vector go from 0 to 3 kilometers with this red arrow. Then we can break down the vector into its u and v components and plot them as well. To calculate the mean wind between 0 and 3 kilometers, we'll just average out u and v like we did a few slides ago, and then add them together to get the total mean wind vector.